Welcome to part 7 in the series, Finding Gold, Powerful Secrets to Make Your Mutual More Attractive to Reinsurers. This is Jack Randall. Hey everybody, when it comes to maximizing your mutual's reinsurance investment, let's look at two more effective and powerful gold nuggets your mutual can utilize to attract proposals from multiple reinsurers, get the best reinsurance rates, get the best reinsurance terms, and be offered the broadest selection of programs and retentions. In this segment, let's examine two gold nugget 50,000 foot perspective tools that can specifically allow your mutual to quickly identify and convey important changes and trends in order to benefit your mutual and pique the interest of reinsurers. And best of all, these tools are easy to create, set up, and update. Tool number one, create a high-level timeline of your underwriting and rate changes over time. Reinsurers are always impressed by companies who can swiftly and confidently articulate and produce a condensed listing of the changes made to their underwriting practices and rates through the years. This can be accomplished by creating a concise, high-level timeline identifying these changes. Not only does having such an informative timeline tool impress reinsurers, the benefit of having this ready info at your fingertips can provide invaluable insights to your management staff and board as well. The perspectives and information provided by this timeline can remind and encourage each one of your mutual's steady progress, or conversely, identify any missed opportunities and gaps where more frequent action could or should have been taken. If the latter is the case, the info provided by your timeline can allow you to make those needed adjustments toward getting back on track and achieving the outcome your mutual truly desires. So how do you set it up? Creating a high-level timeline of your underwriting rate changes over time is super easy to set up and super simple to keep updated. Step 1. Set up a Word document. Going down the left hand side of the page, identify the various years you wish to denote. I would suggest 10 years worth of data. Start with the oldest year at the top. Step 2, look up and populate your document based on past board meeting minutes. Next to the corresponding year, notate the underwriting and rate changes taken as was reflected in your board minutes. Keep your notations condensed and to the point. Remember, for each year indicated, document the effective date of the change, the lines affected, a very brief description of the change, along with the revenue effect via the rate increase. For example, 2011, effective March 15th, 5% rate increase on the entire homeowner's book, resulting overall change impact, $260,000 in additional annual premium. Remember, the key here is to end by summarizing the resulting overall change impact in terms of dollars. A reference only to rate percentage changes, they're more obscure and thus less meaningful, so try and avoid that. Step number 3, once you have this document populated, simply add years and other changes as they occur. As you make more changes in the future, simply add that information to keep accumulating more and more data. Tool number 2, chronicle your book of business by deductible through the years. Just like the underwriting and rate changes timeline tool we discussed above, reinsurers also want to see how your mutual's offering and application of deductibles has changed and morphed over time. Information on your use of deductibles and how they are applied to your mutual's overall book can also be particularly valuable for your management staff and board, because sometimes you can be so close to the action for the information to really be noticed. These are just a couple of reasons why the information from this high-level report can be so useful. So how do you set it up? Step 1, set up an Excel spreadsheet. Going down the left-hand side of the page, list all the deductible options your mutual has offered through the years and up through the present year. Use one row for each. Across the top of the sheet from left to right, identify each year, use one column for each. I would suggest you show 10 years. In the cell showing the year, also insert the words percentage of total book. Step number 2, populate the spreadsheet based off your computer's database as of each year end. Populate the cells based on the percentage for each deductible offered for a particular year as compared to the total book for that particular year. Make sure that all the percentages for the deductible shown for a year add up to 100% at the bottom of each column for that particular year. Leave the cells blank for deductible options not used or not applicable. Lastly, step number 3, to maintain going forward, add a year and drop a year. As each year passes, add the most recent year's data, simply drop off the oldest year to maintain a 10-year snapshot. If set up and populated properly, readers can easily see what deductible was most commonly used and what percentage of the total book was covered by a specific deductible for a specific year. You may be shocked to see the insights gained from this simple spreadsheet tool. To summarize, reinsurers look for mutuals who are able to identify and concisely convey important changes and trends occurring within their company. This can easily be accomplished if you, 1, create a high-level timeline of your underwriting rate changes over time, and 2, chronicle your book of business by deductible through the years. If you have any questions on either of these tools, or if I can assist you in another area, please contact me. I am willing and able to help you. Hey everybody, stay tuned for next month's Insights, where we will explore even more gold nugget insights to improve your mutual's operation and attract more reinsurers to your mutual. All my best to you, Jack Randall.